Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Share number 48. One defense against verbal attacks from others is to laugh it off. When you can do this if you see a person that's trying to intimidate you, and they'll see that the insults are futile. Laughing it off shows that you have a strong foundation of self-confidence. That doesn't mean you're laughing at the other person. It doesn't mean that you're antagonizing that other person, because if you do that, they'll attack you even more. But we're talking about just a ploy to get you angry. A person's trying to get you angry, trying to get you upset, to entertain themselves, to rile you up. You become an actor, and you just, internally at least, laugh at them. You don't have to tell the other person that you're laughing at them, or at their stupidity. The fact that you know this internally is the key to being successful dealing with his insults. Render him a shaita if he's really trying to antagonize you. Laugh him off. And that's all. And regardless, you use your facial expression in a way that you couldn't care less. And usually they'll stop. A person's able to laugh off insults like that, at least internally in the mind, will not be hurt by them and will save them a lot of suffering. The benefits of this approach is very, very good, highly advisable, and it's kedai to master it. Especially, again, when people are trying to antagonize you, you picture yourself successfully laughing it off when they're trying to cause you distress. And you don't have to breathe afraid of the insults of others. And you won't have to feel the need to become defensive and counteract against a person who's trying to insult you. Again, if there is a certain valid criticism there, you could learn from that. But on the insulting aspects of it, you know, they're not trying to improve you. They're just trying to antagonize you. This is when you use this method. If someone's just trying to tell you something that you need to fix, then you don't laugh it off, of course. We're talking about a case where they're trying to attack you and demean you. Then you laugh it off. Picture him wearing a clown's nose or something. Now, to laugh at someone is an avla, though. You know, to literally laugh at someone just to abuse them that way. People hate being laughed at. You see, young children will cry if other children laugh at them. You see this, there's a lot of cruelty in children, too, that they have to be uprooted. Parents need to call it out. Young children cry often when other children laugh at them. Not just little kids. 7-year-olds, 9-year-olds, even young teenagers, they get very, very, feel terrible when people laugh at them. Adults avoid many, many things out of fear of being laughed at. You see the kayach of laughter from the first halach in Shulchan Aruch. It says that you should not hold back from serving Hashem mipnei hamaligim, because of the people that make fun or laugh at what is doing. So you see, it is a opposition. If someone laughs at what you're doing, it will hurt you, or naturally, it would normally hurt you. And that's why in the Shulchan Aruch it says, "Va'yispayish b'nei adam hamaligan alav." Don't be embarrassed. If you're doing the right thing and people making fun of you by the fact that you're performing mitzvahs, don't be embarrassed by them just because they laugh at you. But the laughing at you is painful. You have to block it out when you're doing your mitzvah. Now, laughing at someone can be especially painful if the person already feels embarrassed about a mistake he made or she made, and they're awkward by the fact that they did it. You know, you see sometimes someone trips and falls, and some people naturally automatically smile. If you're a sensitive person to the pain of somebody else, you'll stifle that smile, or you will not smile. Or eventually you will learn, not even if your automatic response, because it looked funny, didn't hurt himself, and it looks funny, the guy fell, not to stifle that potential smile, and then look at yourself in the mirror, ask yourself what type of person you are, think about it, till there's a point where you wouldn't even think about laughing if someone falls, or something uncomfortable like that, you know? You're in a doctor's room, sometimes you have this, and there's a person there that fell asleep and they're snoring loud. You'll have other people making fun, rolling their eyes, gibbering jokes, you know, very demeaning. You have to learn how to protect human dignity and not even have in your mind the thought of smiling or laughing at that person's expense. Laughing at somebody's expense is even worse if you encourage others to join in the laughter. This is where, with young kids, unfortunately, bullying comes in, where they instigate other people. They want to make a practical joke on somebody as a target, and then they encourage others to do this. This is common both by girls and by boys. In a certain sense, with boys, you have a physical violent aspect to it more than by girls. By girls, you have more that vicious type of verbal abuse type of thing and mocking. But the boys have this too, to a great degree. So someone may call another person over and point to the one being laughed at. That first person is being over an aveira himself, but he's over also lifnei iver. He's influencing others to do transgressions too by laughing along with him and them having to add to that person being the butt of their jokes. There are people who would love to share their inner feelings and thoughts with an understanding person, but very often they're afraid to express themselves out of fear that the person they open up to will laugh at them, or will mock them, or will look at them as defective. Now, when others know that you will never laugh at them, regardless of what they express, you develop that in yourself, then you'll have opportunity to do much chesed. People gravitated to Gedolei Yisrael like Rav Moshe Feinstein, not just for his greatness in Torah, but to talk things over with him, to unburden their heart. Happened with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I read. Sure, it happened with Rabbi Leib Steinman also. Why do they do that? Not just because of their greatness in Torah and they know they're a Gadol B'Yisrael, but they know and they sense that you could tell them anything, they will never look at you like there's something wrong with you. They will look at you with dignity. They'll recognize your Tzelem Elikim, your Nishmas Yisrael. They know they would never mock you. They would never make fun of you. They would never cross their minds to do so or even to think so. And you're that type of person, people will come to you. So, and you could help them regardless of what they express. And that is an opportunity to do a tremendous amount of chesed. And that is deeply needed in our generation, where people are very struggle with different things, are embarrassed about certain situations with themselves. They need to talk it over. But again, because of this superficial culture of judgmentalism, of dargis, there's a class A and a class B and a class B plus and a class B minus and a class C in society, and also in the levels of what people view as frumkeit, as you see from some of the ridiculous shidduch questions encountered and resumes expressed and so on and so forth. You see that there's a lot of that going on, and therefore it's very easy to be miyayish, to say, I can't share anything with anyone, I'm just going to be mocked. And when you finally have people that learn not to do this and to break that trend and to recognize that it is everyone struggles with things, and when sharing with it could be healthy. But as long as the person listening is someone that could be trusted and will treat the other person with reverence and with respect, because they know they themselves also have their own vulnerabilities, then it's an opportunity to do tremendous amount of chesed. So this midah of trying to overcome this superficial, babyish, childish, and immature, and even often cruel concept of laughing or mocking somebody for a certain weakness, whatever that weakness may be, to overcome that is key to become a normal, healthy human being, and it is a key to do chesed for other people. When it's not shaykh that a person would make fun of anybody, they'll be able to confide in people and will alleviate much suffering. It says beferish in Chazal, you have a worry. Sometimes it says yasiach midaite, remove it out of your mind. But the other pshat is yasichen alachenim, tell it to others. So if the Chazal is telling you that if you have a worry, a concern, and usually when you have a worry and a concern, it's about a type of a struggle you're having. You're embarrassed about a financial struggle. You're embarrassed about a spiritual struggle you're having. Someone feels anxious or down or lost. Any of those type of situations. Daiga Belevish, it's a worry in a person's heart. The Chazal is saying, what do you do? Yasichena, you talk it over with someone else. That's a listening ear, and that will alleviate your suffering. That implies the Chazal is basically telling you there are people out there, or you're required to be that acherim, that other person, that this person is expressing their worry to you. It comes with a responsibility. It comes with his chayvus, which only could be recognized when you recognize the tzelem alekin in each person. A teacher, a rebbe, has that achrayus. It's a very deep achrayus. And that's why this laughter or this diminishing of a person's dignity by looking at their negative side and capitalizing on that at their expense and having fun with it is a terrible crime. And therefore, it's very, very important to uproot that from your personality and recognize that every human being has weaknesses and they do their best to overcome them. And you do the best to be a listening ear to a person who needs that help. And you help them. And the only way you can do that is if you have that reverence for people, if you have that kavod for people, if you have the respect of recognizing the Tzelem Elokim in each person, no matter where they came from or who they are, and to treat them with respect. Bracha v'atzlacha.